This is Akashvani, the news read by Kiran Jha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi emphasized that harvest festivals like Pongal strengthen the spirit of Ek Bharat, Shrestha Bharat. Mr. Modi was speaking after participating in the celebrations of the harvest festival of Pongal, organized at the residence of Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting L. Murugan in New Delhi yesterday. He said Pongal celebrates the vibrant Tamil culture and bond with nature. He asserted that Tamil culture is a shared heritage of the entire nation and humanity at large.
हमारी तमिल संस्कृति पूरे भारत की साझी विरासत है. इतना ही नहीं, पूरी मानवता की ये साझी विरासत है. मैं एक भारत श्रेष्ठ भारत की जिस भावना की बात करता हूं, उसे पोंगल जैसे पर्व और सशक्त बनाते हैं. साथियों, दुनिया की लगभग सभी सभ्यताओं में फसलों से जुड़ा कोई न कोई उत्सव मनाया जाता है. तमिल संस्कृति में किसान को जीवन का आधार माना गया है.
Prime Minister highlighted that Pongal, which gave the message of maintaining harmonious balance with nature, has emerged as a global festival cherished by Tamil community world over. He said the festival celebrates the hard work of country's farmer. PM Modi has said farmers are strong partners in nation building and that their efforts are greatly strengthening the campaign for a self-reliant India. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and several union ministers including J.P. Nadda, G. Kishan Reddy and Ram Mohan Naidu also attended Pongal celebrations at Dr. Murugan's residence. The festivals of Makar Sankranti, Pongal, Bihu and Uttarayan, marking the harvest season, are being celebrated with great fervour across the country. In Tamil Nadu and Puducherry, the vibrant festival of Pongal is in full swing. In Uttar Pradesh, thousands of devotees have gathered on the banks of sacred rivers to take the holy dip on the occasion of Makar Sankranti. In Assam, Magh Bihu or Bhogali Bihu is being celebrated with traditional fervour. In Gujarat and other parts of western India, Uttarayan, the festival of kites, has filled the skies with vibrant colours. President, Vice President and Prime Minister have greeted fellow countrymen on the auspicious occasion. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the 28th Conference of Speakers and Presiding Officers of the Commonwealth in New Delhi today. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla will chair the conference. 61 speakers and presiding officers of 42 Commonwealth countries and 4 semi-autonomous parliaments will attend the conference. India has advised all its nationals to leave Iran by available means of transport, including commercial flights amid escalating protests in the West Asian country and a rapidly evolving security situation. The advisory applies to students, pilgrims, business persons, tourists and other Indian citizens present in Iran. Meanwhile, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar received a phone call from his Iranian counterpart Sayyid Abbas Araghchi last night. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that both the sides discussed the evolving situation in and around Iran. In Iran, human rights groups are reporting that the death toll in security crackdown on nationwide and anti-government protests have crossed 2,600. U.S. President Donald Trump has said help is on its way and added that the United States would take very strong action if protesters were put to death. Environment, Forest and Climate Change Minister Bhupendra Yadav reaffirmed the government's unwavering commitment to ecological conservation of the Aravali Range. He said that nearly 97 kilometres of Aravali revenue land has been declared a permanent protected forest to prevent encroachment and illegal mining. In men's cricket, New Zealand chased down the target of 285 runs in 47.3 overs and secured a big win over India by 7 wickets in the second ODI played in Niranjan Shah Stadium in Rajkot last night and levelled 3-match series by 1-1. In the Indian Open Badminton, former world number one Kidambi Srikanth advanced to the pre-quarter finals after securing a hard-fought victory over compatriot Tarun Manipalli. H.S. Pranoy also defeated Lee Chae-yung Thiung of Hong Kong in this opening round clash. And that's the end of the news bulletin.